My name is Yehyagi Olson. I am Duptainton Raven Klinget and Tlaitka Yetki. My name Yehyagi was first given to me by my grandma many, many years ago. It is the second of two Klinget names that I have, and this was the name that I chose to go by legally. And to me, it just represents who I am as a human being, because I believe every Klinget person out there deserves a name, a proper name. And I like it. I like to use it very casually in everyday speech. I like the fact that it's not anything ceremonial, it's not anything heavy, it's not anything deep, it's just a name. Like the word motorcycle is a name for a bike, and it's got other meanings as well in other languages. So me, as a human being, I'm represented by Yehyagi Olson all day, every day, all the time. So for me, it's who I am, it means it's me. And I changed my name legally like that just for one, because I like the idea of teaching people a little bit of Klinket. When I introduce myself to them, I like, since I believe that all Native people were forced, I guess I don't believe it, it's a fact, were forced to use English. And now in today's world, it's my opportunity to force these same people to learn a little teeny bit about the Klinget language. They have to use it when they're with me. They don't always have to learn it properly, but they have to use it. And I really like making them learn a little bit about Klinget language, because for some people, it opens a door for them and they learn maybe a little more, or something that reinforces something they have learned about our people already. But it's very important, I think, that more people do the same thing that I did. And maybe it's the white man's laws, but it's real, and we have to start using these names because we're trying to revitalize and bring back our languages. And a part of that is using it every day, all the time. So by me changing my name to Yehyagi Olson, I'm making people who aren't Klinget, and even Klingets who don't know anything about the language, I'm making them use it and learn a little bit about our culture. I first changed my name legally. I started filling out the paperwork in June of 2013, so 3 years ago exactly. Since I've changed my name to Yehyagi, it's been interesting. It's been mixed. My favorite is my little nieces and nephews here in Anchorage only know, and a nickname that people have come up with at work is Yadi. So people call me Yadi a lot. And so my nieces and nephews, who are all, you know, under 8, under 10, they only know me as Yadi. And then I try to teach them Yehyagi, and I try to teach them the sound and to exercise those muscles in their mouths and their throats that they normally don't use for English. So my cousins, who are more my age, a little older, a little younger, since their children are using that, it's been forcing them to use it too. So, and these are all my Duptainton Raven relatives. They're my mother's sister's daughters and their children. So we're all tied together through our clan. We're all Duptainton. And they're learning a little bit about Klinket, which really makes me happy, because my cousins know very little. So in a way, I'm helping to teach these kids and my cousins at the same time about the Klinget language. So when I use it in everyday applications, like when I go to the bank, people are kind of intrigued. sometimes, not always. Most people don't care, but some people are interested and they want to know what kind of name it is. When I'm checking in at a flight with my boarding pass or going through security, people look at me. Strangely, when I'm out of state, people always ask what kind of name it is, and I'm like, it's Clinkett, and they're totally have no idea what even a Clinkett is. So then it introduces me to introduce them to our Clinkett people here in Alaska, because most people outside of Alaska know nothing about Alaska Natives. They know very little, if not completely zero, and that's 310 million Americans. So I'm introducing a lot of people to Clinkett. And sometimes what really makes me happy is when they sit there and they take the time to practice our L sound, which is not found in many languages on the face of this earth, but it's in ours. And I think it's a very beautiful, soft sound. And it's also the same sound in our word for thank you, which is gunashish. It's also the same sound that starts off how we represent ourselves, singet. So when I teach them the sound, I also tell them that now you can learn how to say thank you, gunashish, and you can learn how to say singet properly. So it's interesting. It's interesting to teach people who have no idea about anything about Native culture, let alone Clinkett culture. It puts a spotlight on our tiny little culture a little bit, and it really, for me, it makes it. I never get tired of wanting to teach people how to say my name. And there's very few people out there who flat out refuse to use it, but that's their choice. They're not so much my friends anyway, so I don't mind so much. And some of my family out of state has a really hard time. And that's okay, because everybody who's listening to this in Juneau probably knows that Singet, we have multiple names. And now instead of having a Clinkett name, which I don't anymore, my name is Yeshadi, I have a white name, which is Ryan, which I still go by out of state more times than not. So when I use my name, Yeshadi, now, and I practice the Singet language as much as I can for living outside of our homeland and our territory. And I know there's a huge revitalization of the Singet language that is blooming down in southeastern Alaska, Singet Ani. It warms my heart. And at the same time, I think it's vitally important for us to use our names every day and to teach non-Singet people these names. You know, I would like to see more people using them, because our brain and our neural net is wired to a certain region and even a certain way. And even for myself, when I try to use other Singet people's Singet names. And it's not easy for me to remember their names, even though I see it on Facebook all the time. I hear them say it in public. And that's the name I want to use. But my brain is wired a certain way where it's really difficult for me to remember those proper Singet names. Even though I go by mine all the time, I try to use other people's, or whether it's a Yupik name, or a Nupiak, or Unungan, or any of the Dene nations in the interior, or throughout Canada, and the inland Clinkets, our brothers and relatives up in Teslin, and that area, I need to practice. And that's what's important, I think, that we use these names, because it's going to help us remember other words and phrases and grammar of our own language. And it's been helping me, because I have a hard time learning a second language. It's very difficult for me to remember those things. So by practicing people's indigenous names is helping me also remember other words in our language, because I really want to be a part of the revitalization, and I really want to be a part of this incredible movement that's been happening down in Tsingitani and our beautiful state of Alaska in itself. My name, Yes Yadi, is not a nickname. It's on my passport, it's on my driver's license, on my bank account. My bills come in the mail like that. That's how the legal world sees me in the United States and the entire globe. And actually, I do have, since I've changed my name legally and been going by Yes Yadi, a nickname has emerged for me, which is funny. It's Yadi. And I don't mind people calling me Yadi as a nickname. Now, I don't want them to think of Yes Yadi as a nickname, because that's my proper name. At the same time, when I look at other people from, like, say, the Philippines, from Laos, from Russia, and they come to the United States, and nowadays they're able to retain the name they were born with, which that wasn't always the case, but nowadays it's the case. And I've noticed that Americans, or English speakers in general, have come up with certain nicknames because their English is a very simple language when it comes to phonetically speaking it, to change their name and to adapt. And I've also seen this in other countries. I've traveled the world extensively, and I've seen other people do this with English names, Anglo-Saxon names, French names. So it's a part of the language. And so people try to use the sound, and they have a really hard time with it. And I understand, and I'm sympathetic to that. So I allow people to call me Yadi, which is okay. For all you Thingets, you know what that means, so I probably won't say it here, but that's my nickname. And to use my name, Yes Yadi, as a nickname would be completely improper and informal. And I would never go by that as a nickname. But Yadi, it's been adapted. You know, there's all kinds of nicknames in every language and every name. So I'm okay with being called Yadi as a nickname.